Maybe they instead they die of complications. Maybe they die of a car accident. Maybe they die for another reason. And so the question then, in terms of the patient, so if I am considering screening and I'm a human being, why would I take a screening test if the test is not going to help me live a minute longer? More when we come back.
I saw you there, just standing there.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
This is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. So we have here a screening test, PSA, prostate-specific antigen. This is a screening test for prostate cancer. And so this individual is defending this test by saying, well, it does not help anyone live longer to get screened, but, you know, it's not fair because colorectal cancer screening doesn't help anyone live longer, and mammograms aren't helping anyone live longer, and it's not fair to hold prostate-specific antigen testing to a different standard. Well, wait. And this is often the only way you find out that certain tests are bogus, is someone else defending their own sacred cow will out or expose the other tests as being useless. And so prostate cancer, if you get screened and treated for prostate cancer, it does not extend your life. In other words, you're likely to die at the same time you would have died had you never been treated and had you never been screened. The same is true of colorectal cancer. The same is true of mammograms. And so what this person says, on its face, and even exploring even deeply, there seems to be little justification. The prostate, an organ which doesn't have the prettiest real estate, separated, though it is, from the rectum by the tough fascia, that means hard skin, is a neglected child. But someone must look after it. And it's disheartening that while us boys wear pink to increase breast cancer awareness, the sisters never return the favor. When was the last time you saw a woman wearing blue to increase prostate cancer awareness? So now we have totally departed from scientific observation or study. So what we have going on here very nicely fits superstition, a blindly accepted belief or notion. And so what we have is PSA testing being supported not by numbers or science or observation or facts or even proof, but a blindly accepted belief or notion, which is that the prostate's neglected, and if ladies can get mammograms, why can't guys get prostate screening? And this is what medicine has devolved to, is a collection of status symbols. So screening, an individual choice, has become a social prerogative, a societal prerogative. Well, wait a minute. An individual choice has become a choice that society makes for the individual, is what he's saying. This is bound to cause cognitive dissonance. Now, here's the issue here. An individual choice means individual makes a choice and pays for it. A societal prerogative means society, call that insurance, makes the choice. And that's the only difference here. But he fails to make that distinction. Some have adopted a middle ground and said that screening should be down to shared decision-making. How will you conduct shared decision-making for PSA testing? It's not as easy as you think. Let me present a story. Patient, my wife wants me to get my PSA tested. Doctor, hold on. Let's first engage in shared decision-making. I'm going to give you possibilities. Here's your future. You will die from a urinary tract infection in a nursing home, abandoned by your family and friends. Number two, you will die early and miserable death from prostate cancer if not screened, and will also miss your daughter's wedding. Three, now again, this is not true, right? Because we know prostate cancer screening is not going to help them live a minute longer. If screened and a cancer is found and treated, you will live much longer and celebrate more birthdays. If screened and a cancer is found and treated, you will die at the same time as you would have if you were not screened. And he goes on to give several more alternatives. And the patient says, "Doctor, you're confusing me. Which of these will happen to me?" And doctor, "Your guess is as good as mine." In other words, the doctor, by doing the screening test, has no additional information to offer this patient. And here is the clincher. He said, "But I suspect the patient and others from his would not care too much about probabilities. You're the doctor, not the patient. The patient has come to you for your opinion, not his." In other words, tell the patient what to do. Which gets me back to the individual at hand. Some say he's spreading misinformation by advocating PSA screening. I'd argue that it's not possible to spread misinformation about screening because we don't have a clue. I'll repeat that. It is not possible to spread misinformation about screening because we don't have a clue. Well, if doctors don't have a clue about screening, what business do they have offering it? And offering it must and could only be based on superstition. In other words, just a notion. So he says, screening is an information problem. Some benefit, some are harmed. We don't know who will benefit or who will be harmed. And so this is medicine. And whenever you engage in medical therapy, you're engaging in something where people are going to be harmed, for sure. And we believe, think, hope, somebody's going to be helped. That's pretty much down to superstition right there. So what is a person to do? Well, first of all, the thing it helps to understand that what is behind the medical industrial complex decision making is superstition. And once you understand that what's behind it is superstition, that what's behind it is somebody who has a notion, who has a desired outcome, who then cherry picks the data or designs the studies to reach or confirm that desired outcome, then you realize that your doctor often is flying blind, that he is often relying on studies that are constructed in the same way as this author outlines. In other words, you just you quibble over the level of proof, burden of proof, and that what you do is you use an arbitrary, not you, but the person writing the studies your doctor's relying on is using a level of proof, which is a sliding scale, that they arbitrarily choose what observations they want to acknowledge depending on what conclusion they want to reach. And this is a shocking revelation. But also, again, it explains very easily why 880,000 people each year die as a result of properly prescribed medication. And it also explains why when people go to the doctor makes a recommendation with the greatest of confidence, and it just doesn't work. Why is that? Well, that's because what's taught to the doctor is based on superstition, not an observation. So now we're ready for questions. Yay! So people have questions and call in at 1-800-313-9443. And if that's not correct, my engineer will tell me. So wait, let's see here. Okay, well, we got a lot of action here in the chat room. Chat room is at healingwithdrdaniels.chatango.com. Okay. Dr. Daniels, can people die sooner just due to the stress of being given the diagnosis? The answer is absolutely yes, and there are studies actually showing that this is the case, where people who have been diagnosed with cancer and then die quickly, let's say the next several weeks, often before therapy can even be started, and then when an autopsy is done, there actually is no evidence of the progression of the cancer to the point of causing or being responsible for the death. So literally the person believing the diagnosis contributes to or causes their death. So, Dr. Daniels, does a medical diagnosis of disease infect the patient with an emotional or spiritual illness as well? This is a very, roundabout way of really getting right to the essence of what's going on here, which is that when the doctor gives you a diagnosis, he is essentially casting a spell. And when you believe the diagnosis, you are succumbing to the spell. Just like with any superstition, sorcery, or voodoo, you have two pieces. One is the person casting the spell, and two, the object of the spell actually has to be a believer. So if the object of the spell does not believe, then the spell has no power. And so the answer is yes, if the person receiving the diagnosis is a believer. And they screen for believers. What does that mean? That means that if you don't go to the doctor, then you don't get a medical diagnosis. And if you do go, then that presupposes a certain level of belief just because you showed up, because you called, you made the appointment, you got in your car, you drove to the doctor's office, you paid for your parking, you sat in the waiting room, you waited your turn, maybe you waited for hours. All this is a test, a measure of your belief. And so once you've demonstrated your belief, then the doctor gets to cast a spell, of course. Our call-in number for questions is 800-313-9443. That number again is 800-313-9443. Okay. Dr. Daniels, is superstition rooted in a kind of religion? You could say religion, but I think to make it more meaningful to people, because a lot of people will follow a religion. Maybe they're Christian, maybe they're Muslim, maybe they're Jewish. And so they're like, I have a religion. I go to a church or a place of worship, and I have a spiritual leader. And what they don't realize is even though they may label themselves as having a certain religion, that what they're really doing is adhering to a dogma, a belief system that leaves them open to this type of sorcery, cursing, and spell casting. Okay. An anecdote is not the same as evidence. Ha ha ha. An anecdote is not the same as evidence. That's interesting. However, how many anecdotes do you need in order to call it evidence? And I think this is an important thing. A lot of times there are observations in medicine, observations in terms of deaths, like just with this PSA situation, where you give a guy a test for a prostate-specific antigen, and because he took that test, we know he has an increased death rate from the medical intervention that follows. What we don't know is what his benefit might be. And so I think as a person trying to make a decision, it is important for people to give weight to anecdotes and to search out as many anecdotes as possible. Okay, this is interesting. Dr. Daniels, what do you think would be the best way to help humanity if a person has special skills or knowledge or an idea, should they keep it to themselves and use it to grow their own wealth without having to explain it so others can't exploit it? That's a good question. And if you go with the propaganda that they put out in the movies and sitcoms and whatever, then of course, if you have an invention, the best thing to do is to keep it to yourself and do the best you can to profit from it. And there was a guy in Syracuse. This is back in 1992-93, who discovered that kerosene could cure cancer. This is what he thought he had discovered and what he believed. And what he did was he didn't call it kerosene. He gave it a very fancy number, a combination of alpha numeric codes or whatever, and people would have to travel only to where he was to find out about it. Of course, nobody knew it was kerosene, and he just sold it in these little bottles. But obviously, he wasn't really able to help very many people at all. And he never really made very much money at it. So, on the other hand, if he had just given away the information, hey, this is kerosene, this is information, this is how you use it, everything, some people would have used it and healed themselves and never paid him a penny. But other people probably would have paid him a lot of money and he would have been a much happier person. It turned out he was very bitter and very upset. It did not work out well. Personally, my advice would be to give it away for free. Give it away for free and publicize it. And that way, if it's really a radical concept, no one's going to kill you. Why? Because the cat's out the bag. There's nothing to be gained by killing you. Like all these guys, like this one guy who ran a motor on water and didn't need any other fuel, he was going to keep it under his hat, keep it secret. And, of course, he got killed before he could ever, you know, bring it to market. But I say give it away for free and let other people make all the engines for water using your idea, and then you can make engine covers. You can make, carburetors or whatever. So every single idea, especially a great, great idea, there's the idea and then there's the accessories, just like the car. Okay, so let's say someone gave away the idea for the car. Just here, take it, car. They can make millions, and people have, just doing car wheels. And you can make a fortune on car repair. And so it's endless, the secondary things one can do and make money at around a particular invention. So I'd say definitely give the invention away and then make money servicing it. Okay, we have a question from Dan in Texas. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Doc. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Very good. I'm just curious about something. I know yet another person, a 36-year-old young lady, who just last week had a gallbladder removal.
Oh, okay.
And I'm just curious, one, again, what people in this situation can do other than submit to a gallbladder removal. And what is, if any, let's call it the superstition that the doctors feeding these people to get them to submit to it? And there's a break coming.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, we're answering a question from Dan in Texas about gallbladder surgery. So the first part of the question was, what else could this person have done about this condition? The question is, okay, well, what was the condition? So there's people who have annoying symptoms, and the doctor says, you know what, getting your gallbladder taken out might help with this. And then there's people who go to the emergency room for emergency surgery. And the emergency surgery that you might go to the emergency room for is generally a gallstone that's trapped in a difficult position and is causing a lot of pain. So the first situation, a person just has annoying symptoms, they just need to change their diet. There are things that are going on that are causing the gallbladder problem. Usually what causes it is dehydration and stasis or thickening of the bile fluid, so it doesn't flow very well. And so then it's not released at the proper time to help with digestion. Vitality capsules are very good with this. You can just go to vitalitycapsules.com, sign up for your free report, which is the Candida Cleaner Report, and once you do that, then you'll go on to the next page where you'll see the selection of vitality capsules to get. So any gallbladder problem, just kind of straightforward, is basically constipation of the biliary system and the gallbladder. In other words, it's clogged up. And so this can easily be prevented by increasing the hydration and using a natural diet, in other words, a diet of food that's free of chemicals. The other question is, what does the doctor tell these people that get them to submit to this kind of surgery? And you'll be very shocked and disappointed to know the answer is not very much. People are so programmed to actually seek out surgery. When I've actually told people who have gallbladder symptoms that, look, you don't need surgery, just do these two or three things and you'll be just fine. I would say 20%, 10 to 20% of people would tell me, doc, I just want to get the gallbladder surgery anyway, just to make sure. I just want to get the surgery. And besides, my insurance will pay for it. So this person's using all the wrong criteria to make this decision. And it's really unfortunate. I have told people, oh, you don't need gallbladder surgery, or oh, you don't need hormone replacement. And they insist on having it. Dr. Daniels, you are a licensed doctor. I've come to you for assistance. I expect to get this prescription. Or please refer me to someone for surgery. And so people are actually literally programmed through movies that they see, through sitcoms that they see, through propaganda, advertising, publicized stories planted in the media to actually seek out these solutions. And so as a doctor, you're just standing there, and if you are in, you're just standing there as identified as a person who can help them achieve their desires. And when you say to them, I'm sorry, you don't need a pill, they're, huh? So the doctor probably didn't have to say much. All he had to say was the word gallbladder. And that was it. Unfortunate, but that's the case. All right, well, we have Mike. Huh?
Am I still there, Doc?
Yeah, you're still there. Do you have another question?
Well, I was just going to say, unfortunately, I had just given this young lady 10 bottles of Vitality Caps about a month ago, and back when you had that sale, and mm-hmm. I got 20 bottles, and of course I kept 10. And when I found out she was going to do this, I talked to her and encouraged her to do a discovery session, mm-hmm. and she chose not to do it. And so on the other hand, I know you teach us to be supportive of their decisions, so I just kept my mouth shut and told her, well, okay, I hope you get on well with the rest of your life.
Well, you hope things turn out well, yes.
Yes. So I tried to be supportive of her, and anyway, it just breaks my heart. Yeah. All right, thank you, Doc.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you. Bye. Okay, we have Mike in Tennessee. Hi, Mike.
Greetings. There are people out there that would love to have surgery for no other reason other than, in their mind, they want to get their money's worth of the insurance premiums they've paid.
Absolutely. We have a commercial coming up, but we'll come back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. NaturesYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to NaturesYouth.com. That's NaturesYouth.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Give such delight.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, so we're talking to Mike.
Hey, Dr. Daniels, what is this thing about lemmings? They run off into the sea, run off of cliffs or whatever.
Yes,
and die.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think there's a phenomenon. This is a little back to your subject, the phenomenon of lab coat syndrome. It's mm-hmm. been around for a long time. Mm-hmm. And there's a similar phenomenon in the courts where these Luciferian priests in black dress declare that someone is guilty, or they have their hand-picked minions referred to as jurors in the courtroom by the lawyer class. But remember, outside of the courtroom, they refer to those as the few, the proud, the ignorant. But yet, mm-hmm. by virtue of they or this Luciferian priest in black robe declaring someone is guilty, the rest of the world goes along with this as though it's true, even if it's not.
Right,
this
exactly.
It's the same thing in medicine.
Yeah, it's the same thing in medicine. So really, your only protection is for you personally to not go along with it. Unfortunately, right. Your ability to influence other people is often limited. But the best thing you can do is just really lead by example. And people will see how healthy you are and how much free time you have and how much more money you have because you don't engage the health system. But the best thing really is just to be an example. And after a while, people will ask you, hey, you know, you look pretty good. What's happening? And then you just tell them, hey, I watched Healing with Dr. Daniels. Listen to Healing with Dr. Daniels on RBN. So there you go.
Well, it's a struggle, but I do that. I refer people to your show, and I tell them, it's like, this is so simple. Just pick up the phone, dial this number, listen in, go on the computer, listen in, however you want to do it, but just listen in, and then you can call. You can actually call these people and talk to them over the radio, and they will tell you what they recommend.
Something.
And it's,
yeah,
and it's
I'll
something
tell you something.
That, well, you know, the price of admission, you mean, if you don't get what you paid for, have you lost much? Obviously not, but
it's free, yes.
I just see so many people just wasting away and running to the surgeons, as you talk about. Just my own family is frustrating. It's as though they've got a death wish. They claim they don't, but yet everything they're doing is slowly destroying them. If they just stayed away from the doctor, they'd been so much better off.
Exactly, exactly. And many people, unfortunately, when they go to the doctor, they get harmed, and then they go back to try and get him to fix what he destroyed, and then he just destroys more and more and more. Yeah, I think people should always quit while they're behind. That's why I tell people, well, quit while you're behind.
You remember,
okay, thank
Elvis.
You. Okay, thanks. Thanks, Mike. We're going to go on to our next caller. Okay, Paul in Montana.
Good evening.
Hi, Paul.
Cholesterol multiple times a day and do it by myself with quasi-accurate readings.
Why would you want to?
Well, I'm thinking that I'm taking I have a cholesterol patch that I use, and I'm thinking about stopping it. And it's kind of like I've gotten to the point now where I'm forgetting to use it for weeks at a time.
Oh, good.
And I've recently gone through the, you know, the I'm using the, you know, turmeric, whole turmeric root, dried ginger root.
Okay, well, you'll be happy to know. You'll be happy to know there's absolutely no medical benefit to treating cholesterol. And so there is no level at which lowering cholesterol is beneficial. What does that mean? It means if you go into the doctor's office, you have a cholesterol level of, just say, 300. He gives you medications that lowers your cholesterol to, say, 250. That actually does not decrease your risk of anything.
So I had the emergency gallbladder thing, I've stopped eating commercial foods, and one of the big problems that I've been having that I've just recently become aware of is commercially made bread products.
Yes.
And I'm thinking that it's the oils and the GM yeast that's coming from China, but I'm mostly thinking that it's the processed oils that's used in the baking process. Not to mention the other conditioners that we're not aware of.
And right. Whenever you eat something processed, there's just so much you don't know, and there's so many things they don't even have to put on the label. So you're better off eating maybe potatoes or rice as your starch.
Well, I've been getting bread from the Hooterites, and all that's in it is lard, flour, you know, water and yeast. And it seems when you have commercially baked breads,
is that working pretty well for you?
Pardon?
Is that working pretty well for you, the bread?
Yes, it is. It's working extremely well.
But I would say stick with that, and don't worry about checking your cholesterol level. You don't need to check your cholesterol level.
Well, I want to thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. All right, bye-bye. We have a question from Ellen in Nevada. Hi, Ellen.
Yes, hello. I have a surgeon friend of mine that can splice spinal cords.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's a good skill.
Yes. So far, I think he's had only two human patients. One is a woman in Germany.
Your question?
Who had been reading about his experiments on animals, and she wanted to have it done on her.
Okay.
And she ended up walking with a walker in about 2 years.
What was your question?
Well, the question is, why doesn't somebody pick up on this? Nobody seems to take any interest in it.
I think, again, the medical industrial complex with a list of what it does and doesn't do, and this is not something it's deemed as, economically worthwhile.
Well, when someone has 1.8 inches of her spinal cord removed and collagen put in and omentum put over it for blood supply and is walking in 2 years, I would think that's significant.
Yeah, this is, again, what you're looking at or not appreciating is you have one level of criteria for judging a success, but the people making decisions in the medical industrial complex have another yardstick that they are using. And that's why a lot of times the decisions that they make don't make a lot of sense to you or to many people who are concerned about healing people, getting people better. That is just not the objective of the medical industrial complex at all. So going to the medical industrial complex to heal is like taking your laundry to the car wash to get it clean.
Uh-huh.
You know, you're usually going to get disappointed.
Yes, if you would be interested in reading the story, it's in the General Surgery News, the May 9th edition.
Is that a U.S. publication?
Yes, General Surgery News.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. We have questions in the chat room. Let's check it out. Okay. Here's the chat room. Dr. Daniels, we're being told that vaccines are killing as many people as we were told the nuclear bomb would. What do you think? The deaths due to vaccines are difficult. You can count the immediate deaths, of course, but I think the longer-term deaths in terms of shortened life expectancy from autoimmune disease and other complications are another matter. But I think really the just incredible destruction and damage in terms of kids being autistic, kids getting increased ear infections, getting antibiotics, the antibiotics causing childhood cancers, on and on and on. So there's a lot of damage due to the vaccines. In fact, I would say the one thing a parent could do for their child is simply to not vaccinate them. That would be the biggest gift, certainly nowadays in this era, that they could give their children. Okay. Okay. Okay, I can't explain probably, but okay. Unfortunately, Dr. Daniels, what do you say when people say that crazy woman doctor who recommends paint thinner for healing? You know, I say that people who don't want to drink paint thinner should not drink paint thinner. It is totally voluntary. Many people have told me that they would rather die than drink paint thinner, and many people do. All right, so there's a lot of stuff. Dr. Daniels, I did not vaccinate my son. Then he got married, and his wife talked him into getting all caught up with every single vaccine he had missed during childhood. Now he's sick all the time, right along with his wife and six children. You know, you have to let go of that. You do the best you can with your children while you're raising them. And once they are adults, they are in charge. It is their body. They make the decisions, and they live with the consequences. You can only do so much in terms of that. I mean, you know, that's it. A lot of people are raised one way, and they're very attracted to people who are raised differently. And so I would just be, just accept that that's his decision. I wouldn't even criticize him at all for it. In fact, I would pretend as if he's perfectly healthy. And if he has any symptoms of illness, I would act like I didn't even notice it, unless he brings it up. So, you know, I would just let it go. Realize you did the best you could. Okay. Dr. Daniels, some people only want to heal in a way that authorities and their neighbors accept is okay and socially acceptable. What can be done about this? I think that those people, you should appreciate their position and their attitude, because those people who only want to do things just the way authorities and neighbors accept are actually pretty agreeable people. It's my hope that enough people will start using turpentine that these conformist types will actually start bumping into more and more people who do use turpentine. And then, of course, they'll conform. So it's just that they are not, as they say, early adopters. These are people who wait a long time before doing something. But you can always have them go to vitalitycapsules.com, and they can sign up, and they can get the updated version 2.0 of the Candida Cleaning Report. Okay. Dr. Daniels, I'm concerned that they'll do away with turpentine. And they'll do what they did with pressure cookers, put everyone who buys turpentine on a Homeland Security list and list them as dangerous. Don't you think people should buy turpentine now while they can? Okay, so I've been working with turpentine for some time. I would say, Jesus Christ, it must have been 1993-94. I discovered just the miraculous healing powers of turpentine. And so, of course, I shared this with people. If people would try turpentine, they would get miraculous results. And one lady actually went and bought, you know, two cases of 1 gallon cans of turpentine to hoard them, because she knew the government and the pharmacy and everybody was going to, you know, destroy turpentine, take it off the market because it was so powerful. And, of course, it hasn't happened yet. So it turns out that turpentine has a unique non-medical market. Turpentine is needed by people who do fine paintings and reproductions, and they need very high-quality, pure turpentine. So there will always be turpentine for those that particular industry to purchase. The perfume industry needs turpentine. Believe it or not, pharmaceuticals use turpentine. So there are people or industries using turpentine, they require very pure turpentine, so I think it's unlikely that it will be taken off the market anytime soon. Nevertheless, I would certainly recommend buying at least a year's worth at a time, so once they drop the hammer, so to speak, if they drop the hammer, then you'll have a few months to put together an alternative, and you can always tap your own pine tree and distill your own turpentine. Okay. But when you do find something that works as well as turpentine, it is easy to get panicky about, oh my God, what if they take this away? Personally, I would never travel without it. I mean, it's just that powerful. Okay. Dr. Dan, none of my loved ones will try turpentine, even after giving them the candy, just to show it won't hurt them. When they decide to give it a try, I still have the case I bought from Georgia. Okay, good on you. That's good. Okay. Okay, the inventor of wireless telecommunications, Bose, B-O-S-E. Oh, we'll be back in a bit and we'll answer this question.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, we've got questions in the chat room. And Dr. Daniels, won't they confiscate turpentine in a bottle if it's in your carry-on or checked luggage on a plane? And the answer is maybe. Some people just travel with it in the labeled bottle. What I do is I put it in one of those dark green organic olive oil bottles and pack it in my luggage. And carry it in one of those 3-ounce bottles, carry on, and label it as mouthwash or cologne or something like that. So I think you just have to be creative, and you just have to make up your mind that you're just going to get it done. But that's what I do. I've had no problem at all traveling with it. Okay. Dr. Daniels, I've had problems with fatigue since I was little. Even when I was eating better, didn't improve. Now I find myself drinking lots of sugary drinks just to get some energy, but then crash and it starts all over. So definitely have a diet problem. So without knowing any more, I can definitely say this is one of two things that would help. One, B12 sublingual. You can start with 5,000 micrograms, or definitely start with vitality capsules. People have literally been on the couch, they take vitality capsules, and boing, they pop right up. So if eating better, whatever that is, means to you, doesn't help, then getting the waste out is the next step. Dr. Dance, why won't they confiscate turpentine in a bottle if it's in your carry-on or checked luggage or on a plane? Because it's not labeled as turpentine. It's in the organic olive oil bottle. Or it's in the small 3-ounce bottle labeled as mouthwash. So you simply mislabel it. Okay. Dr. Daniels, what do you think could be helpful for treating depression? Antidepressants are definitely not helpful. Depression basically is a clogged liver. And so if you unclog the liver, the person will literally perk up. So I unclog the person's liver first, then taper off the antidepressant. And you can unclog your liver with vitality capsules. Start with that, and then have the person juice. They can juice beets, celery, carrot. It's my favorite combination. And they'll pull out of it. Okay, let's see. How to travel. Oh, here's how to travel with turpentine. Someone actually has an online thing about how to travel with turpentine. Okay, let's see. More questions. Oh, my gosh, 9:57. We have 1 minute left. Dr. Daniels, what can we do about this nanotechnology inside of everyone that we're ingesting through chemtrails? Actually, what I have found helps, if I did go back to the States many years ago, and I was exposed to chemtrails pretty heavily in Chicago. It was very bad. And turpentine and castor oil. So, I'm sorry, turpentine and vitality capsules. So visit vitalitycapsules.com. See you next week. And Think Happens.
I saw you there, just standing there. And I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's
That's N-U-M-A-N-N-A, republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.